Wood and Notch.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
The Benchwarmers on AM 1450, FM 1033, KNSI.
It's 11:36. The Benchwarmers are on KNSI, AM 1450, FM 1033. Worldwide at KNSIRadio.com. We got football widow maintenance coming up here in just moments.
We check in with a scoreboard update. J-Dub, what you got for us?
We've got quite a bit going on. Appalachian State will start there over East Carolina, 7-0. Nobody really cares about that. 3-0 Miami, Ohio over Ohio State. Woods pick to win the Big 12 or the Big East, something like
Hey-oh!
That. West Virginia's up 13-0 on Marshall and the Thundering Herd. And elsewhere, just scoring, Northwestern takes a 7-6 lead on Syracuse. And we do have a final from the Emerald Isle, 50-10, Notre Dame. Handles Navy.
Nothing but the best for the people of Dublin.
The fighting Irish. Well, Notch, it's football day, which means you sit on in front of your couch, watch football all day, right?
Yeah. And some people don't understand. Next Sunday, for example, start of the NFL season, if you're lucky enough to have a woman in your life who'll spend time with you watching games, like J-Dub, you said your girlfriend has a season ticket.
Yep. First, one of the first things she said about her new apartment, yep, we've got DirecTV and NFL season ticket. Come on over on Sunday and watch
Hi-oh!
Football.
Now, see, not everybody's as lucky as J-Dub.
I'm pretty lucky.
Some people have a woman in their life. They just don't get it. And if you want to avoid conflict, you need ways to promote goodwill, compromise, and understanding, or to just get separation so you can sit and be a useless lump all day.
Now, see, my old lady understands. She knows the right thing
does
to do.
Does she really understand, or does she begrudgingly understand?
She does what I tell her. I tell her, hey, babe, you know, got the boys coming over. Clean the house up.
Wait a minute.
Get some sandwiches going.
You just called her up not 25 minutes ago with the quick order to go downstairs and tape the game.
And she
did. So she is attuned to your needs.
I'm telling you, she's amazing.
Scoreboard, Georgia 7-0. They take the early lead over Buffalo. They get a Todd Gurley touchdown run, 11 yards on 2 carries. Murray so far, 2 for 3 of 38. So a good start there for another pick of Woods in the correct conference.
Now, you're probably going to be watching college football all day. Tomorrow, there's no football. It's the last Sunday before NFL season starts. Guys, just do whatever she wants tomorrow. Go wherever she wants. Pay it forward.
I feel you on that.
You know, give her this Sunday, because you're going to be taking so many other Sundays for the next several months.
Now, what is some?
Just give her this Sunday. And do whatever she wants.
By the way, if you're engaged, don't plan your wedding unless you're a smart guy like me and do it in Vegas where you can watch football and gamble on football. Don't do it during football season because no one's going to come.
Guys don't plan weddings. Guys are given a tux and a piece of paper with a place and a date and a time.
Put your foot down. Hey, I'm picking one thing. We're not doing it during football season. Bang. There it is.
It's funny you mention that because single guys need to know this. Next Sunday is the St. Cloud Wedding Expo here at the Rivers Edge Convention Center. They schedule it right in the middle of the Vikings season opener and the first Sunday of NFL games. So don't go. Don't get tricked into going. Let her go. You can say, you can go. You're beautiful. You're going to get married someday anyway. So you should go check out the St. Cloud Wedding Expo.
So much more of this makes sense as you're going along down this list.
She wants to plan your wedding anyway. Let her. Just have her go. She'll happily go. You tell her, hey, St. Cloud Wedding Expo, you should go.
A way to trick your old lady into watching football with you is tell her that you want to do this with her. You know what I'm saying? Say, hey, you know, I watch your crap and you're what's the thing?
The
like Desperate Housewives. There you go. Everybody watches them. You know it, J-Dub.
It would be amazing. It's amazing what inclusion, I think, can do. Now, obviously, I talked about how lucky I am already, but in my own life, my sister was completely football averse for all of my life. Yeah. Monday Night Football fell on the same day as Seventh Heaven. We always had to watch Seventh Heaven.
I know.
It was rough. But she married an avid Cowboys fan, and now she's got Tony Romo jerseys. She's watching football. And she is involved, and she is a completely different person with this football.
We head out to the phones. Ross, what you got for me, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. What's up?
Yeah, my aunt got married on deer hunting opener. Not quite the same with football, but it's close. And she couldn't figure out why nobody was there.
Did you go?
No.
Exactly!
She needed to get married in a deer stand if she's going to do it on that day and expect to get people there.
Yeah, well, you know, and they wonder why. But yeah, football do the same thing. Tell them don't do it if they want anybody to be there.
There you go. Or have a TV in the corner.
Well, yeah, all of the above. You know, maybe some headphones, you know, those glasses with the TV in them and stuff.
Ross,
love America.
Perfect call. Thank you so much for listening to the Benchwarmers. And He's spot on. Don't do it. See, deer hunting, thing. Football,
if
come on.
If you're going to get sucked into something on a football Sunday, leave your Sunday mornings open for whatever she wants to do. Just make the condition that you got to be done by 11. You got to be back to the house by 11:30 or so because the pregame show starts at 11. The game starts at noon. The early game starts at noon. It may kill your boozing Saturday night. It may kill your sleeping in on Sunday, but that's your fault for hooking up with someone who doesn't know anything about football.
I'll give you one hint right here. Make Tuesday night her night because there's night. There's no Monday night football. There's no Thursday night games. Babe, it's you. It's you. We'll watch whatever you want to watch, and that's the one day a week where you have to
kinda
suck
like
down the Bachelorette or
kinda
something like that.
You give me Sunday, and I'll give you a really super romantic Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Get her a hobby.
Say, get her a hobby.
Get her a hobby.
You're just trying to distract her,
babe,
now.
I really think.
Actually, yeah, that's the point.
And if it's a gym membership, even better.
Oh, my, no.
What?
Don't get her a gym membership.
So get her like a gift certificate for a day spa or something. Say, you know what? You should go shopping with your girlfriends. If it distracts them and if they're happy, and they'll leave you alone to watch football all day on Sunday.
This is why
it's a win-win. It's a win-win, isn't it?
I'm telling you, man. Get them a hobby. You know what would be great, babe? Taxidermy. I think that would fit you really well. Telling you, I hope you guys are out there with pen and paper writing this down because it is just. Oh, we got to take a break. Coming up next, though, we're going to give you our picks against the spread. Not only are we giving you love advice, we're giving you free money.
Gambling advice.
Free money.
That's right.
Where else can you get love advice and free money than right here on the Benchwarmers, AM 1450, FM 103.3, KNSI.